Welcome back. Today we're doing something that instantly makes drum and bass sound more finished. Filtered impact layers, built entirely with Ableton Live 12 stock packs and stock devices. And here's the mindset shift. Impacts are not just big booms. In DNB, they're arrangement glue. They tell the listener, new phrase, new energy, without slowing the track down or turning your drop into a messy reverb cloud. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable impact rack concept with three layers. A sub-thump that's tight and controlled, a mid-body layer that reads on small speakers, and an air and noise layer that gives width, texture, and optionally a tail. Then we'll add a couple signature moves, the filtered pre-impact swell, and the post-hit filter choke that keeps your groove clean. Alright, let's set up like a DNB producer. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. Now create a new audio track and name it Impact Master, just so you're thinking in a dedicated FX lane. Switch to arrangement view, and drop locators every 16 bars. In DNB, that 16-bar phrasing is your best friend. It's where you'll mark changes, add punctuation, and keep the track feeling like it's evolving. Now, before we touch any devices, we need sources. We're using stock packs only, so head to the browser, go into packs, and search with terms like impact, hit, boom, slam, noise, riser, cymbal, crash, or even Foley. You're looking for three different textures, not three perfect impacts. Three different textures. Because the filtering and layering is the whole point. For the sublayer, grab something kick-like. A thump, a tom, anything that has a short low-end punch. For the mid-layer, grab something with character. A metallic hit, a snare slam, a chunky percussive impact. For the air layer, grab something noisy or bright. A noise burst, cymbal wash, a textured whoosh, even something slightly weird. Drop each one on its own audio track. Name them Impact Sub, Impact Mid, and Impact Air. Line them up exactly on a phrase change, like bar 17 on the grid. Now we do the unsexy part that makes everything else work, timing and length. For one shots, warp is usually off. You want the transient to stay sharp. Only turn warp on if you have a long tail that genuinely needs timing. Open each clip and cut the silence at the start. Then add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Then trim the tails on purpose. This is a big DNB difference. You're not making a cinematic trailer transition that rings for 3 seconds. You're making something that hits and gets out of the way. Aim roughly like this. For the sub, 80 to 200 milliseconds. Short. For the mid, 150 to 400 milliseconds. For the air, anywhere from 250 milliseconds up to maybe 1.5 seconds, depending on how dramatic the section is. And here's a coach note, treat the first 120 milliseconds like a transient event. That first moment is what tells the listener this bar matters. If your impact sounds huge but doesn't announce the change, it's usually because you have too much tail and not enough front. Now before we process anything, do one more pro move, clip gain balancing. This is secret weapon stuff, because it makes your compression and saturation behave predictably. As a starting point, set your clip gain so the sub peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS, the mid around minus 12 to minus 8, and the air often quieter than you think, around minus 18 to minus 10. You're setting relationships, not final loudness. Okay, now we build each layer with stock devices. Let's start with impact sub, tight and filtered. Drop an EQ 8 first, high pass at 20 to 30 HC to remove useless rumble. Then add a low pass around 150 to 300 HC with a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave, so it stays sub only. If it fights your kick fundamental, do a gentle dip somewhere around 60 to 120 HC, but only if you actually hear a conflict. Next, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And important, don't let it just get louder. Match the output so bypass and engaged feel about the same level. We want thickness, not a volume trick. Optionally, add drum bus, a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to maybe 10%, but be careful because boom can step on the kick. Damp around 30 to 60 to keep it round. Your goal is a short chest hit that doesn't smear into the bass line. Now impact mid, readable and punchy. At EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 200 HC with a steep slope. You do not want low-end buildup from your mid layer. Then add a small presence boost, 1 to 3 dB around 1 to 3 kHC, moderate Q. That's the reads on phones area. Now add roar if you want modern Live 12 flavor, or just use saturator if you want simple. With roar, start with a gentle drive style. Keep the drive low to medium. We're going for texture and density, not fizz. And a big trick, distort into a filter. So if RAW has filtering, low pass it a bit so that aggression stays controlled. If you have a transient tool available, add just a touch of attack, and reduce sustain if the mid is ringing too long. The mid layer is where definition lives. You want it to speak, then get out. Now impact air. Filtered, wide, and optionally tailed. Start with auto filter in high pass mode. Set the frequency somewhere between 500 Hz and 2000 Hz depending on the sample. Add a little resonance, like 5 to 15%. That tiny resonant edge can make the impact cut through a dense mix without making it louder. Then add a little texture. Redux lightly for crunch or erosion in noise mode. With erosion, keep it subtle. Amount maybe 0.5 to 3, frequency around 6 to 12 kHz. Now add hybrid reverb. Pick a darker plate or hall wide. Decay anywhere from 0.6 to 2.5 seconds. DNB usually wants shorter tails unless you're doing a major section change. High pass inside the reverb at 500 Hz or higher, so the reverb doesn't dump low mid mud into your drop. Mix around 10 to 25% if it's inserted. And quick workflow tip. If you want a bigger cinema tail but still keep your punch clean, put hybrid reverb 100% wet on a return track instead, and send only the air layer to it. That way the tail is on a fader, and you can pull it down fast if it masks the downbeat. Finish the air chain with utility. Push widths to maybe 120 to 160% if the sample supports it, and keep the low-end mono. If your utility has bass mono, set it around 120 Hz. Goal here, a controlled whoosh and sparkle that sits around your drums, not on top of them. Cool. Now we consolidate. Create a new audio track called Impact Bus. Set the outputs of your sub, mid, and air tracks to audio 2. Impact Bus. Now you have one fader for the whole impact. On the Impact Bus, add final shaping. EQ8 first. If it's boxy, do a tiny cut around 200 to 350 Hz. If it's harsh, a tiny cut around 3 to 5 kHz. Keep these moves small. We're sculpting, not redesigning. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We just want it to feel like one sound. Then add a limiter, only to catch peaks. 1 to 3 dB max. If you're smashing it, the impact will feel smaller, not bigger. Now make it playable with macros. You can do this by building an audio effect rack on the bus. But even if you don't fully rack everything today, think in macro ideas. Map the air layer's filter frequency to a macro called AIR tone. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet, or your return send, to tail. Map subsaturator drive to SUB grit. Map mid roar drive to an ID dirt. Map glue threshold to glue. Map utility gain on the bus to level. Now you have one set of controls you can ride per section, instead of rebuilding impacts every time. Before we do the flashy motion tricks, two important safety checks. First, phase and polarity. If your sub feels hollow, or it disappears when the kick hits, throw a utility on the sub layer and try phase invert left, phase invert right, or both. Keep whichever gives you the most solid weight in mono. This is fast, and it can completely save an impact. Second, tail masking. Loop one bar before and one bar after your phrase change. If the kick right after the impact suddenly feels smaller, your tail is stealing attention. Either shorten the tail, or automate the reverb mix to dip right after the hit. Even a tiny dip makes the downbeat feel strong again. Alright, now the signature move. Filtered impact motion. Option A is the classic pre-impact swell. Duplicate your impact air clip. Reverse it. Slide it so it ends exactly on the impact hit. Now automate the auto filter frequency on that reversed clip. Start more open, like 8 to 12 kHz. And move it down to 1 to 3 kHz as it approaches the hit. Increase resonance slightly near the end for tension. Blend it quietly. This is one of those how did they do that? Jungle and DNB tricks, and it's literally just reverse plus filter automation. Option B is the post-hit filter choke, which is amazing for tight modern drops. Put an auto filter on the impact bus before the glue compressor. Set it to low pass. At the exact impact moment, cutoff is open, like 18 kHz. Then 150 to 300 milliseconds later, automate it down to 2 to 6 kHz. The impact feels huge for an instant. Then it tucks itself out of the way so your hats and snare can dominate the groove. Now let's make it mix safe, sidechain ducking. Add a compressor on the impact bus. Turn on sidechain, and feed it from your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Use ratio around 4 to 1, Fast attack like 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Adjust threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of ducking right when the drums hit. This is a big deal. You get the perception of a huge impact, but the kick and snare still win. And in drum and bass, the drums must win. Now arrangement. Don't place the same impact every time like a copy-paste robot. Use call and response. Every 16 bars, do a medium impact with a subtle tail to keep momentum. Every 32 bars or at a drop switch, use the full stack, sub, mid, air, and a controlled tail. For a fake drop, do the impact plus the filter choke, then maybe half a bar of negative space before slamming back in. For jungle throwback vibes, keep impacts shorter, less tail, more mid crack and noise. Here's a clean rule. If your drop is busy, shorten tails and lean into mid click. If your drop is sparse, you can afford a wider air layer and a longer, darker tail. Now a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic rack works. One is a focus macro, one knob that shifts the emphasis across the layers. As you turn it up, open the sub low pass slightly, boost mid presence around 2kHz a hair, and reduce air width a little. The impact becomes more speaker forward and less washy, which is perfect for dense rollers. Another is parallel dirt that stays mix safe. On the impact bus, create a ruck with a clean chain and a trash chain. On trash, add roar or saturator and maybe redux, but band limit it with EQ so it lives roughly from 300hz to 6kHz. Then blend it in with a trash blend macro. You'll get aggression without wrecking sub stability or spraying brittle highs. And if you ever need more definition without adding new samples, duplicate the mid layer, gate it hard so it's basically just a click. High pass it up to 1 or 2kHz, saturate slightly, and blend it very quietly. It'll help on tiny speakers without making the impact louder. Let's wrap with a quick practice run you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Build your three layers, route to the impact bus, and place impacts at bar 17 as a medium one, bar 33 as a big one, and bar 49 as a big one with the filter choke. Automate your tail macro up for bar 33 only, so you get that section change drama. Then do the reversed pre-impact swell into bar 49 using AIR tone automation. Then export a 16-bar loop and do three listening checks. Headphones, low volume, and mono. For mono, you can temporarily set utility width to zero on the master. This audio version is shortened for playback.